Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
It's fall. I'm so happy.
You love the cold weather.
Oh, bring it on.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, Logan likes it too.
They kept saying, oh, it's going to be cooler. It's going to be cooler. And then it wasn't. I couldn't stand it. And then finally, finally it's cooler. Okay.
I'm a foliage person myself, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I really like that. You know, I don't mind sweating when I work out, but I don't like walking outside and sweating because there's no air. That's a different kind of...
The humidity.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So I'm much happier now.
Well, you're happy, we're happy.
Yeah, that's true. Happy Kathy, happy office. All right, what's our first question?
I'm in a delicate situation. I've been helping my boss prepare for the annual board meeting, and I just realized that I sent the board members all of the collateral materials, but I forgot to send the new corrected agenda, which is really the only thing that she said was critical. What do I do?
This sounds like something I would do, actually.
It does exactly sound like, did you write this question? Is this about you? So what would you do?
Well, you have to fess up. I mean, the way I'm designed is that you have to quickly tell your boss this. But I would say fess up with a solution in mind. Yeah. You say, okay, I screwed up. You know, this is what I left out. I would be happy to do an immediate, you know, remedial email with the agenda attached.
So, and usually what's the reaction?
What's your reaction?
What's your reaction, Kathy?
I know what my reaction is. It's like, oh,
again?
Katherine.
Again, Katherine.
No, Kathy's very good with mistakes, I have to say. Although I once, not you, actually. I had a former boss who I forgot a crucial document. At an event, and she was just like, oh my God, I've hired a space cadet. But she announced it to the entire gathering of people. So you could handle it that way.
It's quite embarrassing.
Well, that's why it's hard to admit mistakes, is we don't want to feel the shame attached.
But I think if you don't admit it immediately, then it really snowballs
into
a bigger problem. So that by you telling me immediately, and then we do something about it, then it's forgotten.
Yeah.
Nobody really remembers that they got their agenda at the wrong time because it was taken care of and it's no longer an issue.
That's true.
Yeah, I think the secretiveness or the fear of somebody's going to find out I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm okay with you is because everybody makes mistakes. Anyone who's busy and actually doing something makes a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Well, and one can hope that this boss is of a similar ilk, but I agree with
matter.
You.
It doesn't matter whether they're of this ilk or not, because they would definitely be angrier later on.
Right.
I think you have to fess up immediately when you make a mistake.
As opposed to just quickly sending another email.
And assuming no one will notice.
Right. That's not good.
Yeah, I think you have to own it. That's what I think.
You're right, because the boss is going to, if you do just send the email without informing him or her, which actually we always hear that as a complaint of, I just wish I had known, right?
Right.
Then if something happens where they look bad, that's really not good.
Yeah, and nobody likes to be blindsided also later, find out, oh, you made a mistake and then you did this about it. But the fact that they didn't know bothers them. So you have to own it immediately. That's what I think. In all cases. What do you think, Logan?
I agree.
Yeah. Totally. It's hard to do, but once you start doing it, then it just becomes easier.
Practice makes perfect. Practice for admitting mistakes makes perfect.
No, again, I think...
People are human, though. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. And you know, if you own it, it's not a big mistake. If you don't...
Cover it up.
Yeah. That's when it becomes a big mistake. And it gets really problematic.
So for those of you who may be listening who are newer to the workforce... We know how hard it is, actually, to admit that first mistake because you're busy trying to prove yourself and make sure that you're a valuable member of the team, right? But it's better to just show your cards.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's perfect. And I think if you try to be perfect, those are the people that don't do much. Because it takes them forever to do anything because they have to be so perfect. I mean, unless you are in an emergency room and really dealing with life and death.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, if you get an agenda, nobody will be harmed. So, you know, it's not.
We hope not.
It's true. Nobody should get harmed.
Right. And there, but we do have to say there are those bosses who have a hard time with mistakes.
Right.
So we want you to admit it because that'll make it cleaner and faster, whatever the situation is. But if you have a boss who doesn't like mistakes, you'll just have to have a little heat.
Right. And it's just momentary.
Yeah.
Okay. But for some people, I know that's a tough conversation to
it
just
is.
Go in and own it.
It is.
Yeah. But it's one we all have to get used to doing.
All right, Logan.
Next question. I manage several employees, and one of them is super smart, but he intimidates his coworkers. He barks at them if they interrupt him while he's working on something, and gets visibly angry if they don't understand what he's trying to explain to them. I need to talk to him about interpersonal skills, but I'm worried that he may take my feedback the wrong way. Any advice?
Wait, she's the boss?
The person writing this is the boss who manages several employees, including this guy who barks at his coworkers if they interrupt him, or he gets mad if they don't understand
Thank
him.
Thank you for reading the question to me again.
That's
yeah,
it.
You have to bring this
I don't
up.
Know. Get a muzzle. I don't know. really like.
Yeah, how do you think he barks like a little dog?
Does he have a Napoleon complex?
No, I think he says I'm busy. Like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to bring this up. What is she kidding? What is she going to do? Like, just sit there and let it happen?
What?
Yes, you're a manager.
Well,
so this
well hold on just a minute here.
No, this is another difficult conversation.
It is a difficult conversation.
To avoid.
Right. Well, the person who's asking this question, you're saying she, it could be a he as well, but maybe that individual also fears anger or fears confrontation, which many bosses do, right?
That's
managers.
Correct. That's right.
So what do you tell those people, Kathy? How do you help them move forward?
Help me help you.
I hate that line.
I hate that line too.
I have used it though. With really difficult people. I mean, first of all, you have to start you have to get a couple of cases.
Documenting,
you
know? Specific.
Yeah, you have to document. And
right.
Many times she probably, or he, doesn't hear it or see it. It's
yeah.
People come maybe, you know, so she has to actually experience it to be able to say, you know, look, I understand the way you're feeling, but you can't act that way here. I don't allow that. So if you don't want to be interrupted, close your door or find a place where you can close your door and have uninterrupted time. Other
yeah.
than that, you're going to get interrupted.
Yeah.
And you need to handle it a lot better. If people approach you, it's because they're working with you and you have to be civil. That's the environment I want here. I think you have to say that.
You have to talk about the environment that you want and how you want the team to work together and therefore what this person needs to be able to do, you're saying.
I believe that is what I said. Nice sum up.
Well, actually, the reason I'm pointing that out is I think that it's true that what happens with personalities, difficult personalities, is we get caught in them. Do
right.
you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
So like organizing
you could
around
be
them.
Afraid to say something because maybe this person's prickly, and then they take it personally themselves. Like, what's the problem here? And don't you know how valuable I am? Or whatever they would say, right? Or who said that about me? You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then wants to sort of take names and kick patootie. So, you know, if you, what you're saying is you talk about it in a more general sense. This is the work environment I, your boss, am creating. Here's the behavior I need from you.
Right, because this is not a work product problem. This
yeah.
guy probably does his job very well. This
right.
is a behavior problem, and this is the ones that everybody tries to avoid because they
yeah.
don't. They think, oh, you know, they should just know how to behave. No, most people don't know how to behave. We
yeah.
know this, otherwise we wouldn't have a business.
Yeah. Do you ask the individual, are you aware of how you come across to your colleagues?
No, I think, you know, I don't even think you should ask. I think you could say, you know, you have a very strong personality.
Yeah.
And we need that here, but just not in your reactions to people. And
mm-hmm.
it usually comes up where I can almost guarantee they're going to say, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Because most people have gotten that feedback. He didn't just start to get that way now. He's
right.
probably that way at home. He was probably that way at school.
Right.
He's heard this before.
Right.
So it's just you reminding him of a behavior that, yet again, does not work for him.
So you turning red and screaming at your coworker who asked you for a stapler, that's not okay.
That's
for example, comma.
Correct.
Because you said you have to say explicit examples, right?
Yeah, you should give very concrete examples so that they're aware of it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I think then you have to say, you know, do you think you can do this?
Yeah.
She definitely has to nip in, he or she has to nip it in the bud as soon as possible. Because it's not fostering a healthy work environment
it's
if you
negative.
Feel like you have to walk on eggshells all the time around this guy.
But the thing I know about this kind of person is that they'll get better for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll slip back into being prickly again.
Mm-hmm. So you have to keep correcting
them?
You
may have to go back a couple months later and say, you know that snapping at people thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's back.
It's back. You don't want to do that. And that's it. Then it becomes as simple. The second time you have the conversation, it's not as difficult.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think this is excellent. These are excellent tactics. And the most important thing is that you do have to address it. For many people who find themselves managers, as you've often explained to me, they would rather do the thing they're an expert at than handle.
Well, I mean, I would rather dust than have this kind of a conversation with anybody, right?
Maybe they can have this conversation while they're dusting or taking out the trash.
This is the one where it's really hard to find time.
Bring that duster over here.
Let's have a quick chit-chat while we're dusting this corner.
Yeah, so they're going to want to avoid it, you know.
Yeah.
But I agree that this person, in a way, holds other people hostage because everyone, you know, they do it in a way because it does push people away.
Yeah.
And they do stop interrupting him. It's effective on some level for him.
It is. Well, and I also would say that often the people who are super intelligent in a technical way have shorter emotional fuses, you know, or a few less tools in the emotional interpersonal toolbox. So.
But I think these people exist in other industries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm saying people who are great in their area of expertise.
I see.
Like they're brainy, but they may not be hardy.
Socially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Socially capable.
Yeah. Well, but I think that, you know, these two questions today are all about having difficult conversations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're about behavior. They are. They're about mistakes and having to address people's behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even, if you're a coworker, you can even say something to this person.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're self-confident enough, what?
If you have a hazmat suit, you can go into their office.
You can say, you know, that hurts my feelings when you talk to me that way. Or, you know, maybe a little bit after, say, I'm sorry if I interrupted you, but I did need that information. And, you know, it's probably better not to snap at me like that. I mean, it's just not called for. I think you can address it as a coworker, but not everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
They'd rather run to the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not, this is something that really has to get fixed, and it has to get fixed by authority.
Yes.
If somebody is behaving in a way that is toxic for everyone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. So address those poorly behaving employees by specific criteria and telling them what you want from your team and fess up to your mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Those are our main messages today.
Yeah, that's it for this episode of My Crazy Office.
Yeah, please join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co. And please review this podcast if you enjoy it.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.